JC2S, Part 2.
Number 18A.
So let's do, therefore, point 2. Go through the text and see if we can hear the tonality of life in love. All right, so anciently the followers, what would that be? Life, those are those that follow Christ on the way. Good. Of Christ are true measured Christianity, theology, by its power over sickness, sin, and death. All right. Anciently, the followers of Christ or truth measured Christianity by its power over sickness, sin, and death. Yes, the Christ's using that life power to lift. So it's a Christ using that power. But modern religions, life, the opposite of the real theology, that's sense of modern religions, yes, generally omit all but one of these powers. The power over sin. See, they don't take on the whole garment. You begin to hear the superficiality, the opposite of love. Huh? She says, we must. Well, the we must will be the Christ makes us. The must is the Christ. We must seek the undivided garment, the whole. That's love. We must seek all. Love is the all or nothing. So we must... The Christ seek the undivided garment. That's why she says the whole, the all garment. That's a love tone. The undivided garment, the whole. Christ, as our first proof of Christianity, true theology, life. For Christ's truth alone can furnish us with absolute evidence. Love, huh? With the complete evidence, with final evidence. And then she just shows here all that which is not the superficial sense, that which does not seek the whole garment of Christ, selfishness and loss. If the soft palm upturned to a lordly salary, it's just wonderful, isn't it, how she puts things together to show the false sense of theology. If the soft palm upturned to a lordly salary and architectural skill, making dome and spire tremulous with beauty, all that false superficial sense of churchianity, turn the poor, well, the poor it would be what?
The seeker.
The seeker, good. The seeker, which is the opposite, which is the opposite of life, that we don't turn the poor or seeker. See, the seeker is that word sense. Seeking is the word sense, finding the Christ sense, using Christianity sense, being science sense. So the poor, the seeker, that which seeks the life, the word of God, life, and the stranger. She says, divine science is the stranger within thy gates. So science, but divine science. So that's a love tone. Who turns the poor and the stranger, divine science, from the gate, the word, the entrance. They at the same time shut the door on progress. Life, okay. And at the same time shut the door, that's that false operation of the Christ, that if only the Christ can shut doors, they can't, but they can't shut it on progress, on life. In vain, well, that has that sense of life, that if something's in vain, it isn't supported. Do the manger and the cross tell their story to pride and fustian? Well, what pride and fustian just means lacking originality, lacking freshness, lacking newness. Fustian is pretentious, lacking originality, as I said, lacking freshness. Anything that lacks something is the opposite of life. that lacks newness, originality, the opposite of life. Sensuality, palsies. She brings in these tones here. There's quite a few tones of soul in here, I guess, to bring, keep maybe reminding us that this Christ and his translation and retranslation is hinged on soul. I'd have to think about that a bit. Sensuality palsies the right hand and causes the left to let go its grasp of the divine. I think sensuality would be one of those superficial, lacking spiritual sense, the lacking of life, huh? That which would keep one from the love, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. From letting go all of the cherished beliefs and practices. I think it's an opposite of life is love, uh-huh. Not having that love to let go the most cherished beliefs in practice, therefore not welcoming the whole garment of Christ, trying to keep the best of the spoils through sensual reasoning, reasoning from the physical senses. Hmm? It's a superficial sense. Palsies the right hand and causes the left to let go its grasp on the divine. As in Jesus' time, well, life and at that time, so today, life tone, tyranny and pride need to be whipped out of the temple. Well, that's that sense of the drive of life, that Christ behind the drive of life. And humility and divine science, that's the Christ. See, and humility and divine science to be welcomed in. That it's through that Christ attitude lets in life is love. It lets in divine sight. It lets in that life power, which is love. It welcomes the whole Christ. That humility is that which welcomes the whole Christ power, that whole life power, which is love. So there I would feel are all three. The humility and divine science to be welcomed in. You hear humility, it takes the Christ attitude to let the Christ in the Christ translation. Let in divine science, well, that's a love tone, to be welcomed in, to be accepted, love. So humility, the Christ attitude, lets in that life power, welcomes it in, love. The strong cords of scientific demonstration, well, that would be therefore that scientific demonstration. Let's see, the strong cords of scientific demonstration as twisted and wielded by Jesus are still needed to purge. Well, we see therefore that that principle which is based on life in love, it's always what is the demonstration under consideration right now? The strong cords of that principle demonstration which would be the law of life in love as twisted and wielded by Jesus are still life needed to purge the temple, huh? To that's that love sense to chasten, to get out of the temple, of old theology, of their vain traffic in worldly worship, and to make them meet or proper dwelling places for the Most High. So we can see, therefore, that it's that would be that sense of the Christ. That still, therefore, the strong cords of scientific demonstration, that law of life in love, is still needed to come in order for there to be the welcoming of the whole Christ Spirit. That law of life in love has to come and get rid of a superficial, which is that sense of the lack of that life power, sense of theology that still needed to come in order for us to welcome the whole Christ. So that last paragraph is under that tonality of the Christ is the Christ, having its demonstration, its principle on the law of life and love. Okay? Well, let's go. There's so much you can always see. It's hard sometimes to color a paragraph like this. It's all the tones are there. So let's go on and just take a look at the abstraction.
Jill,
yes.
Line 10.
Mm-hmm.
It says, furnish us with absolute evidence.
Yes.
Get away from the sense of principle there.
Well, let's take a look. What we want,
this absolute evidence is science.
Yes, yes. We just take it back and let's take a look at it within its context. Let's read the paragraph. Anciently, the followers of Christ or truth measured Christianity by its power over sickness, sin, and death. But modern religions generally omit all but one of these powers, the power over sin. We must seek the undivided garment of the whole Christ. So we're seeing that the Christ is that which is making us accept the law of life and love, which is to welcome the whole garment. That's what love does. Love is the sum total of deity. So the Christ is making us seek the undivided garment. The Christ is making us seek the law of life and love. So we must seek the undivided garment of the whole Christ as our first proof of Christianity. For Christ's truth alone can furnish us with absolute evidence. So you see that it is that absolute evidence is what's the absolute evidence in here? What would be the absolute evidence that is being furnished within this context? It's absolute evidence concerning life and love. So she's saying, we must seek the undivided garment, the whole Christ, as our first proof of Christianity, for Christ's truth alone can furnish us with the absolute evidence that we give up a superficial sense of Christianity and welcome the whole Christ. So the absolute evidence is going to be the evidence of life is love. Otherwise, it's a wordy sense. You see? So the meaning is relational. Mm-hmm. So that's where I did that. Okay, and that's what we practice. Keep just write that down somewhere in our notes. Meaning is relational, and therefore we can't have a wordy sense just looking at terms and trying then to relate them to the synonymous terms. These terms are generally emptied until defined by the context of the law under consideration. Well, let's go on. Often when we do the abstraction, it makes the coloring meaningful. So we see then that the overall tone is through welcoming the whole Christ spirit. Therefore, we see that the Christ makes us welcome the whole Christ spirit through its translation and retranslation, welcoming having the tone of love. Because we accept, that's always the mother sense, to accept it in, to accept the child, to accept the proposition, to welcome it. And then whole, as we saw, was a love tone, because we're accepting the sum total of the Christ now. That's what the love says. It welcomes in now that everything that Mrs. Eddy has shown as life is mind, life is spirit, life is soul, life is principle, life is truth, life is love. Now that's welcomed. Love always looks back and says, I welcome all that which has gone before. And actually, all that has gone before has made us welcome. Because that one life power, which as mind, has broke down all material resistance within us. We can see. And that life is spirit, which has broken down, that one life as mind, which has broken down the unreceptive thought, and that life is spirit, which has broken down all material resistance, and that life is soul, which has broken down limitations, and that life is principle, which is breaking all sense of human personalities, which are the which is the power to heal. And that life is life, which is causing us to possess the Christ spirit and to follow the Christ example. And therefore, that life is truth, which is going on in spite of all our mistakes. That all is causing us to welcome the whole Christ spirit. So that's why that has a tone of love, to welcome, accept the whole that has gone before. That's helping us accept that whole theology. And that whole life is mind, life is spirit, life is soul, life is principle, life is truth, is breaking down within us a superficial. That's always the opposite of life. We lack something when we're superficial. And as it says here, we lack originality, we lack freshness, we lack life. It's breaking down that superficial sense of theology. All right, so she's asking, what constitutes the higher and more complex and holistic meaning of true theology? What constitutes this whole theology? See, with a sense of life and love, we could say she's asking, what constitutes the higher and more complex? What constitutes the ever-progressing life, holistic love, meaning of true theology? That's what she's asking. What constitutes that? And she says, oh, well, what constitutes the ever higher and more complex and holistic meaning of true theology is the power over sickness, sin, and death. And then she says, where we welcome the poor and the stranger. So that's what constitutes a holistic sense of theology, when we at a higher, more complex meaning of theology, when we have that humility to welcome in the Christ, which brings us the mind of Christ, which brings us power over sickness, sin, and death, then we know we have welcome in the whole Christ when it heals. When it has power over sin and death, then we know that is a state where we have welcomed in the whole Christ. And when we welcome in the poor, the seeker, and the stranger, divine science, that constitutes a holistic theology, not a superficial theology. Okay, are we getting the tone? Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dave.
Thinking about that, furnish us with absolute evidence.
Yeah.
That sort of has to be taken as a whole. A furnish is life is supplying absolute, could be scientific or principle. Evidence would be life. You know, principle, life is just a demonstration of principle.
Yes.
So only the whole Christ will furnish us, supply us life with principle-life, absolute evidence.
Mm-hmm. So you put absolute evidence under what tone?
Principle of life.
Principle of life, which is love, huh?
Yeah, because all life is a demonstration of principle.
Sure, which at this point is love.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's principle is behind life, absolutely, because that's theology, a principle which lives. We can't have life without principle. So that's when we saw that meaning of theology was, yes, principle life. So behind this, yes, rightly, it's that principle which lives as love, huh? It's that all three tones are there. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you had absolute as a love tone.
Well, no, I think when Dick brought it out, I just gave it as a general tone, but it's all three. It's when Dick and I were talking it out, we came to the conclusion that it was a principle which is the law of life and love.
Right.
That's the evidence. Because Dick and I were talking there, that we saw that absolute evidence is defined through the context in which you find it, huh? So therefore, the absolute evidence which is proved here is life and love. But it always has principle behind it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Saw,
yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So as I say, sometimes I'll just put a tone down to just bring out the subtone, but the main tone's there as well as what it's based on, that principle, which is life is love. Mm-hmm. If I'm coloring my notes, I may just put just to catch my eye on the subtone. But because otherwise, it's such a symphonic. You can't get all the colors there. So if I'm working with life is love, I know life is there. So I'll just put out the love, just to make it a shorthand explanation. But if one wants a full explanation of absolute evidence, then it would be the full tone, definitely. But I think you'll find when you go through the text in Mark it, you'll be doing the same thing. The main tone we know, you see, we'll mark it where it's important, but often when it comes to the subtone, which carries the main tone, I just leave it as a subtone color, but I know this, that the main tone's there, and plus the whole tone of the chapter of the Christ is the Christ. So it isn't, I put all the colors there, but it's because I know that. But if we're under a discussion, then yes, they're all there. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, let's just go on and see what she says. So we just saw what constitutes the higher and more complex holistic meaning of theology, which is its power over sickness, sin, and death, and to welcome the poor, the seeker, and the stranger, divine science. Now we're going to ask what constitutes a superficial sense of theology. And she says, well, that's omitting two claims. A superficial sense of theology omits the power of the Christ over sickness and death, and it only allows for the healing of sin. So it has a superficial sense. Or then she gives us these worldly senses of theology. In it for dollars, huh? The soft palm upturned to a lordly salary. Well, it's just, that's that false sense of supply. Opposite of life. Or architectural skill, making dome and spire tremulous with beauty. That's a superficial sense of churchianity, where the architectural skill becomes important on just how nice the church looks. Then a superficial sense of Christianity is turning the poor, the seeker, away, not giving the cup of cold water, and certainly turning away the consciousness of divine science, shutting the door on life and its progress. Pride, infusion, which we saw meant pretentious, meaning lacking originality or freshness, the opposite of life. Sensuality, that superficial sense which would turn it away. Lacking, see, it's that lacking love at this point. Lacking the love, as we saw, that would give up even one's most cherished beliefs and practices, which is the pillar even of the sciences. Sensual reasoning. Reasoning from the senses. It doesn't necessarily mean sexuality. It means sensual reasoning. You know, she says that, we already saw that in the first tone. She called it sensual reasoning. Brought a sensual philosophy, brought sensual man. Meaning it's that reasoning that goes out from the senses. And so it's not giving up that pillar of the false sciences, the false theology, the false medicine. Sensuality palsies the right hand and causes the left to let go its grasp on the divine. All right, and then tyranny, the superficial sense, selfishness and loss, and that vain traffic in worldly worship. So these are all those superficial sense of theology that is purged from the temple. But through the Christ is the Christ. So what this purging leaves us with is the opposite side, the welcoming of the higher, more complex and holistic meaning of theology, which we have done by accepting into our lives through the Christ is a Christ. Life is mind, life is spirit, life is soul, life is principle, life is truth, life is love. We see? Okay. All right, so we see that, and now we want to go on to medicine.